Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves. Talk about anything you want, whatever's on your mind. Doesn't matter. If we're talking about something you don't want to talk about, that great, change the subject. Or if we're talking about something you like, feel free to call in and comment. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's me, Vincent.
And it's Ian. Welcome back again, Ian.
Yes, indeed.
Your second appearance since your triumphant release.
Uh-huh.
Or at least you're, you know, you're in a cage of different sorts now.
Unfortunately, our co-host Nobody is still in a cage, was denied a bail hearing, who was at a bail hearing, but then denied bail because of some of the statements that he made while in jail.
Yeah, sadly, it seemed like he was, you know, venting to a friend, and they said they made the entire phone call available to the court, but but not to the public, but they did play what I'm going to say, the heavily edited clips of his conversation that it made it sound probably much worse than it perhaps may have been.
I don't think it did.
Knowing
Nobody and the things he said on the air, I don't think that was out of any context whatsoever. He really, you know, he's a very angry person, unfortunately, at what the government has done to him over the years, and it's a discussion that has come up multiple times here on Free Talk Live, and unfortunately, you know, I love the guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think he's awesome. He's a great, great host on the air, super talented, super smart, great programmer. He's just in a place of anger, and being in a place of anger like that does not lead to good things in general. You know, violence does not make things better.
Right.
You know, if you want to have peace, and he purports to want that, then peace needs to be your way. It needs to be the means if that is to be your end. And I don't think he has come to that conclusion. And so he seems to think that violence is justified, and there's always justification for violence. So, I mean, I get it.
Well, yeah, when it comes to defending yourself from the state, there's always the ability to justify that because the state is aggression.
Correct, and I understand it. Like, I understand that anger is a fairly common response. It's sort of a natural response for people when something horrible has been done to you.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's not the response that's going to get you out of jail.
Yeah, well,
in that case,
hopefully the court can see fit to, you know, do just that. You know, I mean, anybody who knows Nobody, that's the person named Nobody, you know, anybody who knows him would say, I've never seen him do anything violent.
No. He, in his own personal life, is a laid-back individual who's frequently relaxed and usually stoned, and he's a fun guy to be around. But I think he does want to see a violent revolution happen, and I don't personally, and I want to see peace.
Well,
and
I want to see a revolution, but I don't want to see it be violent. And I think that there are ways to accomplish that without the violence,
right?
And that is to, as Buckminster Fuller says, don't try to fight the existing thing. Instead, build something better that folks will gravitate towards because it's better. Instead of fighting what exists, build. I'm paraphrasing his quote, of course.
Yeah.
But that's
they will fight you for that, right? So anytime you try to build something that's better,
they will
going to come after. That's what they're going. That's what they're doing here. I mean, they're
Correct.
Fighting against Bitcoin.
Right.
Bitcoin's a threat to the system that they've they've been living on for so many years, the financial system, the Federal Reserve system that allows them to print money out of thin air and extract wealth from everyone that has the dollar. You know, if you have any savings of the dollar and they print more dollars, then they've just taken your value right out from behind your back without you even having any say over it whatsoever. And so, of course, cryptocurrency gives people an exit from that system.
Right.
Which, so they're going to fight it.
Which is my point, and welcome, Lee.
By the way, Vincent
is Peakless Mountaineer.
Transmogrified into Peakless Mountaineer.
Transmogrified. Yes, you've grown a beard, and your voice got a little bit deep. I'm not sure. Whose voice is deeper, Vincent's or Peakless Mountaineer?
So one of the things I wanted to point out is that they have all sorts of ways of masking and hiding the fact that they've done that to us.
Done what?
That they've taken the value out of our currency by printing it. And one of the ways that they hide that with savings in particular is that most people hold their savings in stocks and bonds, stocks especially. And with when they print off a bunch of money, I mean, the people that are close to the tap get that money first. Right. So that's the politically well-connected, and a lot of them are corporate CEOs, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a lot of, every time they print a lot of money, they put a lot of it directly into a lot of major corporations. So
the politically connected ones.
Yeah, the politically connected ones, and specifically the ones who have contributed to whoever happens to be in office's campaign funds, et cetera, and other things that those people are, you know, heads of. They often sit on things like board of directors of, you know, either companies or nonprofit organizations or political organizations and that type of a thing. And so those who contribute are the ones who receive the favors when they're in line to do so. Like, you know, should somebody get elected president, well, then if you've been their pal all along, and by pal I mean a contributor to whatever their causes are, well, then you're in line for the political favors as they roll down, specifically when they start doing things like printing money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to roll to the political and corporate elite, those who are connected and have contributed, right? They're going to, like, it's like a favor thing. It's a big club, you know, as nobody would say, and you ain't in it, which of course is the famous George Carlin quote.
Somebody sent me a book, and I don't know who it was, because whenever I would receive books in jail, they would just, you know, give you the book, and it wouldn't say this came from somebody, because it just, you know, delivered by Amazon, so you don't know who sent it to you. And so thank you to whoever it was that sent, well, all the books that were sent, but specifically a great book called Thank God for Bitcoin, which was published late last year, so it's a new book.
Who's the author?
There's actually eight or ten people, like a large group of Bitcoiners.
Yeah.
Some of them who I'm aware of, others I've not heard of. But they came together. I think they call themselves the Bitcoin and Bible Group.
Okay.
So they tend to be of a Christian persuasion. But but that aside, it's a great book that really goes into the money system, the Federal Reserve, inflation. Just it hammers on those topics for like 90 pages, and just, you know, gives you a little bit of the history of money. The history of the Federal Reserve, gold backing on the original dollar, and then when they took that away. And
it is written that he will return on a cloud. I don't think they were thinking this kind of cloud.
But it was great, because then they point out that Bitcoin is the solution to these problems, because it's outside of the hands of the state and the Federal Reserve, and there's not much that they can do about it, at least not to the individuals who are using it, not to the individuals who are running the system. But they do focus on things like the exchanges, any kind of centralized point, and people like, you know, the hosts of this show.
Well, and that's one of the things that keeps me enthusiastic about not just Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, but the blockchain technology. And I know that there's been some, you know, I want to say co-opting of the word blockchain by, like, corporations and that kind of thing, because instead of people using the word Bitcoin to talk about what they want to say blockchain. Well, we're looking into blockchain.
Oh, yeah, the conflation of digital currency, blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency as if they were all the same thing when they're completely different.
But the blockchain, which is the underlying thing that makes Bitcoin a thing,
that's
all cryptocurrency,
that's the technology.
Well, it's, It's one of two major technologies that makes the whole thing work.
Sure. I mean, cryptographic
cryptography in general, right? Yeah.
Well, and the distributed network is really the other part of that.
Right.
So
right, the network effect, if you will, which we've seen. So that's what keeps me enthusiastic, is that blockchain technology hasn't even reached a minuscule amount of its potential.
That's true.
If you will, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are just the first sort of application, killer application, right, that's awesome, that makes sense and, like, has value to people because it is a representation of value. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
it is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves. And you can talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I'm your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Pickless Mountaineer.
And I'm Ian.
And let's just go right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Bitcoin Gandhi calling in from New Hampshire, who's on a mission, if you will. Bitcoin Gandhi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is so wonderful to see Mr. Freeman back out.
Hey, Gandhi, thanks for the call tonight.
Yes. I have approaching each night staying out in the open on my march closer and closer to the Concord Federal Building, where I will commit civil disobedience or satyagraha in protest of the attack on Free Talk Live and the New Hampshire Bitcoin community.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And it's interesting. Somebody sent me some books about Gandhi in jail. So I was actually reading the Satyagraha book. I just started that like the day I got released, so I need to keep reading through that. I mean, I already knew a little bit about it, having been a fan of civil disobedience and non-cooperation, and Gandhi was one of the people who really helped popularize that. And so you have sort of taken the mantle up once again, and you hit the road like what, 2-3 weeks ago now, early May I think it was.
In imitation of his 24-day salt march, my march is also 24 days long.
And you started in Keene at one of the locations that was raided by the FBI, the Mighty Moose Mart / Bitcoin Embassy in Keene, and West, or I guess East Keene.
Yep.
And you've been marching ever since. I heard that it's been a bit of an arduous march. You were hit by some poison ivy at one point.
Oof.
Yes, and I have developed a cough. There has also been difficulties with staying dry. Of course, the Mahatma slept outdoors each night during his 24-day march.
Did he? I was going to ask about that. Now, have people been offering you shelter, and you've turned it down because you want to emulate him and stay outdoors?
Yes, people have offered me indoor shelter. I could accept a backyard, you know, spot to pitch a tent and so forth, but that is sometimes difficult because it angers neighbors and whatnot.
Hmm.
And so I have not. I have received an offer to camp in someone's backyard. I have chosen not to.
Gotcha.
At this time. But I do have some news related to the march itself and the public's reaction to it.
Yeah, please.
So I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I published it on my little channel, t.me. Well, yeah, I published it essentially on bitcoingandhi.net. But the Concord Monitor and union leader appear to have both refused to accept advertising money to mention this event.
What?
Wow.
Because this was one of my biggest questions was, you know, are the news media going to ignore this, what is, I would say, remarkable activism, very unusual, very, I would say, interesting, of a man walking
newsworthy by all means.
Right, for weeks outdoors to protest, and not only are they not covering you just on its own volition, they won't even take money for ad money?
Well, it is possible that one of them might be negotiated into it, and I have a person working on that. I had some people at the beginning volunteer money for advertising, and we spent it successfully in Keene at both of the newspapers there. But we are running into problems with the union leader and the monitor.
Did they give you an explanation as to why?
I am somewhat out of touch and not able to determine precisely everything that is going on. I get information by short text. I can send short text. I can't talk on the phone much. It's been very difficult for me to call talk radio.
Mm.
This is an exception tonight, and it may be some time before I can call again. But it's difficult to get electricity and keep the phone in functional status. The phone is gradually dying in many different ways, and my computer has stopped working. And various different problems, which I would have expected, of course, have occurred. And, the important thing is simply to be there on June 2nd and hand-deliver the to commit the civil disobedience, which is basically handing a piece of paper to them, telling them that I didn't like them arresting you. They will arrest me for doing that.
Why is that civil disobedience?
because it violates the federal regulation 102-74.415, I believe, which is the prohibition on distribution of handbills.
Oh, but wait, so the prohibition of distribution of handbills applies to the government agents themselves? You can't give them a piece of paper?
Yes, I was arrested for it in 2007 for doing it at an IRS office.
Yeah, so much for the ability to redress grievances.
Yeah, and isn't that, I mean, doesn't that also, to me, that seems the equivalent of the press, right? Mm-hmm. You've printed something, I don't care what size it is, you know, a handbill is supposed to be a smaller thing, like a one page in general, but to me that seems like you've printed something, that's press, you should be able to hand that stuff out, freedom of the press, right?
Yeah, and I remember back in 2007, 2006, 2005, there were multiple arrests for different activists who were doing the quote-unquote distribution of handbills. If I recall correctly, it was in Keene at the IRS office. There were, I think, Russell Canning or his wife and or both were handing out flyers to people or attempted to, and they were arrested for that. Isn't that right, Gandhi?
Roughly, it is complicated. In 2006, he was arrested for, he wasn't really focused on the distribution of handbills. It was just something he kind of did as part of his event.
Mm-hmm.
He was attempting, he wanted to overturn the tables of the tax collectors. Like
that's right.
And
that's
so
clearly illegal.
Before he got up there, and I believe he must have handed out a flyer or something, and I believe distribution of handbills was one of the charges.
That's right.
When I heard that, I went and distributed handbills in protest. It didn't occur to me that they'd be arrested. I don't think I understood fully the distribution of handbills was actually part of the crime.
What happened to you back then? Did they drop the charge, or did you just get like a few days in jail as the sentence? What was the sentence?
They kept bringing me to court and back to court and back to court, and they kept asking me if I would pay the fine. And you know, eventually they determined that I would not pay the fine. It was a $125 fine, and then at that point they gave me just 4 days in jail.
Wow. So you're expecting similar results this time around if they choose to arrest you for it?
Well, I do not know if they will arrest me on the spot. If they do arrest me, I assume the sentence would be heavier than it was before because of the repeat offense problem. But I just hope that I hope that they can do something to inspire people to do something and that we can recapture some of the spirit that we had in 2007 when there was quite a lot of we had more attention in those times,
yeah.
And we had more civil disobedience, it seemed like we were doing more, even though we had fewer people. And I'd like to recapture that spirit.
Hey, me too. Bitcoin Gandhi, do you have enough cell phone to hang on? The segment is, you know, drawing to the close. If not, tell people how to help.
I can let it ride.
Okay, let's let it ride because
roll them
both. I'd like to hear more about your journey, and I think our listeners deserve to hear more as well. So stand by. 603-283-6160. How do you feel about Bitcoin Gandhi doing his 24-day march?
It's heroic.
Absolutely.
I was asking the listeners, but sure, I mean, you know, you guys are free to answer. It's Free Talk Live for a reason. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way. Again, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will reimpose sanctions on Belarus following the forced diversion of a flight to the nation's capital in order to arrest an opposition activist. Full blocking sanctions will be put back into place against 9 Belarusian state-owned enterprises starting next Thursday. The U.S. and European Union have called for the release of Roman Protasevich following his May 23rd arrest. They accused Belarus of hijacking the Ryanair flight Protasevich was on under the guise of responding to a bomb threat on the plane. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says that employers can mandate that their employees get vaccinated against COVID. In a statement, the agency says that federal laws do not prevent an employer from requiring employees to get vaccinated before returning to the workplace, as long as they comply with reasonable accommodation provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act and other employment laws. This is USA Radio News. President Biden has proposed a more than $6 trillion budget for next year, a plan that greatly expands domestic spending and will run a $1 trillion deficit even with its tax increases. Senator Roger Marshall believes the White House's proposal would guarantee continuing inflation. The Kansas Republican tells Fox News that would unfairly target the working class.
I think we begin these negotiations by telling the president, look, you think that this inflation is short-lived? You're throwing gasoline on the fire. Inflation occurs when you're throwing too many dollars at too few goods, and that's exactly what's happening. We can't get people to come back to work because we're throwing too much money at them. We've created artificial shortages of supplies, and now he wants to even print more money. So I think that America needs to start saying, wait a second, Mr. President, we're feeling this inflation right here at home. And by the way, this is a social injustice. Inflation is a tax on hardworking Americans, people that are on fixed incomes as well. So I think we got to take this message to the White House.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've got a couple of calls holding right now, so if you get a busy signal, just go ahead and keep trying. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And it's Ian.
And we've been visiting with Bitcoin Gandhi, talking about updates on his 24-day journey. Bitcoin Gandhi, you're back with us.
Hello.
So, Gandhi, you're on your way towards the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire. You've been on a 24-day journey emulating Gandhi's Salt March, which happened, what, like most of 100 years ago at this point?
1930.
Wow. And so you're doing this on behalf of or to bring attention to the raid that happened here in the studio on March 16th, so over 2 months ago, the Crypto Six, as that we're being called, six people, including myself, arrested by federal agents in an armed raid that was very destructive and terrifying for the people that were involved. I think I can speak for everybody. In that aspect.
And I love to mention that the only people who committed what we consider a crime, that is the harm of people or property, are the federal agents and the police.
Yeah, and so you want to bring attention to that, but so far the media has shut you out. Have you gotten any coverage whatsoever?
Yes. The union leader ran an article at the beginning.
Okay.
It has factual errors, but the important thing is they showed a picture of it, and they showed a picture of FreeTheCrypto6.com on my sign.
Great.
Which is what I'm asking. That what I'm trying to do is raise $25,000 for FreeTheCrypto6.com, which is run by one of your co-hosts, so that it can help with your legal defense.
Awesome.
The other media attention, Freedom's Phoenix has covered it, and the Libertarian Enterprise has covered it as well as a local talk radio in New Hampshire. It is less coverage than I would have expected at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are all other media that have covered it. I haven't even, Free Concord TV and Breaking the Flaw have both covered it. So there is a fair amount of coverage, but it does seem like there is an attempt by the mainstream press to whistle and look the other way. I was, while I was out marching, a man stopped in his car next to me and said, hello. And I said, hello, are you with the police? And he said, no, I'm with New Hampshire Public Radio. Took my picture and drove off.
Huh. Didn't bother to interview you.
He didn't say, he didn't ask me a single question.
Wow.
he just wished me safety. But, you know, what's interesting is what does seem to be, there are various things that are going right, and one is the effect that it seems to have on bureaucrats, because I have stopped at many bureaucratic offices on this march. I tried to stop at every police department I could get to between Keene and Concord. And their reaction is actually quite extraordinary in some cases. One police officer pulled over while I was walking, you know, with all my equipment and my Gandhi outfit, and he asked if he could help. And he told me he was a libertarian.
Wow. Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Nice.
So, with each of these offices that we visit, we ask them, sometimes it's just me, sometimes there are other people, but we ask them when we arrive, what we're here to do is make a request of you that you reduce your level of cooperation with the rapacious central government of the United States.
Great. And what is their response? Just, you know,
it's usually not bad. Some of them say, one person said, well, I'll think about it. Someone else said, I'd lose my job. Someone else said, well, it's outside my area of purview. Other people, you know, but in one case, the police were called on me when I was at a bureaucrat's office. And when the police came, they wanted to know what was up. Then they left. And then when I continued going to different offices around the complex, they came back and brought me water.
Oh, that's very nice.
Well, and I love the way you're phrasing that. Reduce your cooperation. I mean, I'll be fired. Actually, so here's an example of a very easy way to reduce your cooperation. So what usually happens in highly bureaucratic systems is that there are a bunch of rules that exist that are simply not followed. Because if you followed every single rule, everything tends to grind to a halt. So a form of protest that is surprisingly common in academia is that they actually start following to the letter every single restriction, every single bureaucratic requirement, and because they do this, everything starts grinding to a halt. So one of the ways that those who are concerned that they would lose their job could, if they actually want to do this, could simultaneously be doing their job completely and, you know, in theory have no direct risk of losing their job, but effectively reduce their cooperation with the central federal government is to actually make sure that you are following absolutely every single stricture.
To the letter.
Mm-hmm. To the letter.
Well, that's interesting. What Gandhi, what is the response just from passersby, average folks that you've been encountering?
Well, no one has responded negatively.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps five people have pulled over and offered to help that had no idea what I was doing, what was going on. Some have brought, you know, some of those have provided me with water, which, of course, is the most important thing. And
sure.
They're difficult to carry much of it.
Mm-hmm.
Seven or eight times Free Staters have pulled over and joined the march or bought me some goodies or stop to talk or whatnot. And then there is resupply has been happening. It's very important to imagine, you know, it's much like a regular military campaign where the person in the front is really just one tiny part of the 16 people behind him, right?
And right.
So to some extent that's happening here. There's one young man named Will Kelly, who has resupplied me now, I believe, 5 times.
Wow.
Mike Williamy has resupplied me twice. And El Stone has resupplied me twice. And so Joa has come, you know, to hunt me down so that he can take my picture, one of your co-hosts.
Yep.
So there's a great deal that's going on. But this is not Gujarat province, right? It doesn't work the same way as when you have many, many millions of people around you. It is a New Hampshire-sized version of the Bitcoin salt market, of the Gandhi salt market.
Bit of a difference in population between India and New Hampshire.
Well, and also, let's be clear, I mean, Gandhi had already made an impact before the salt march, right? Like, he already had a lot of renown. I'm not saying you don't have renown.
As I recall, he had already been named a Mahatma at that point, which, for those listeners who are unaware, that is a title, and a very, very high title indeed.
Yeah, so I'm not saying, Dave, you're unknown, but certainly, you know, by comparison, Gandhi had a bit of a greater starting point.
Hey, Bitcoin Gandhi, you know, where can people learn more about you and what you're doing, and how can they help you?
URLs are very hard to remember, so I always like to come up with a song, BitcoinGandhi.net, because New Hampshire is not Washington's pet.
Nice. I love it. BitcoinGandhi.net, that's GANDHI, correct?
I always forget where
to put the I am not accepting donations myself. I am asking people to donate to freethecrypto6.com.
Thank you for that, Gandhi. Definitely appreciate it. And I hope a bunch of people come out. Where should they meet you, if besides just on the way, on which day? You said June 2nd you're going to be at the federal courthouse in Concord. What time?
June 2nd, 3 p.m. at the federal court building. I'd like it if we could march a bit around it. Then I can go and hand them the forbidden piece of paper.
And I got to say that this is an even more noble act, knowing that you have spent time in jail to what is obviously freedom of speech, freedom of the press, before. And it really does put the lie to people's imagining of, oh, well, you know, we don't need to put people in jail for absolutely every law. No, you absolutely need to have the threat of jail for there to be a law.
Bitcoin Gandhi, thank you for the call, and thank you for all of your activism. Keep up the good work, and let us know how it goes.
And you for yours.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. There is more Free Talk Live coming your way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's show. This is Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? Well, it's a radio program. We're on somewhere around 200 radio stations. We're on the internet globally and a couple of satellite stations, maybe a few. So lots of folks listening, which is great because we try to bring you the viewpoint of freedom, peace, and prosperity. Generally speaking, some folks call us a libertarian or anarchist talk program. We like to think of ourselves as a program that's all about the caller. So if you want to call in, it's 603-283-6160. We've got a call on hold we'll get to in just a moment. I am your host tonight, the captain, joining me.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Ian.
We had just gotten done talking about Bitcoin Gandhi, who called in to recap and update us on his 24-day march for the Crypto 6.
I got to say, I hope that Bitcoin Gandhi is successful in his goal, which is not just to, you know, bring attention to the Crypto 6, but also to, you know, reinvigorate some of the real-life direct action kind of activism that has honestly been lacking for most of the last several years here in New Hampshire. It had a real heyday maybe between like 05 and 2010 or 2012, and it's just since then people have
on that subject. I hate to point.
Can you hold that thought for just a minute? Because I need to tell people that on March 16th of 2021, government agencies conspired and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested. We call these people the Crypto Six. The four of them were released relatively soon on some sort of bail conditions. Mr. Ian Freeman, sitting here with us, was held for 69 days, and the person named Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, remains in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information on that site. There's a video that sort of details kind of what happened on that day. And you can also donate to their legal defense fund in many ways, either in United States dollars or in a variety of cryptocurrencies, including Monero. Because these charges are not a joke, and it's going to take serious legal teams and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further state aggression. This case is also very likely to set precedent around Bitcoin that's going to affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Oh, I was saying, you know, I hate to put it this way, but as far as I can tell, the biggest thing that was going on that really got people's fervor was Ron Paul. And
oh, you mean back in the day?
Yeah.
What, 2007, 2008?
Yeah, he ran in, 2008 and 2012, wasn't it?
Yep.
And I, you know, as much as I hate to put that much of a focus on politics, there is something to be said for having a central point of our desire for liberty and having sort of a warm center to gather around to actually form a community.
I don't, I mean, there, what you say is true, but I don't think it's true per se in New Hampshire. Mm. What was happening here was going on years before Ron Paul got on the scene, because he didn't run for president. I mean, he ran in 1988, but recently it was 2008 and 2012 when he ran for president. But the civil disobedience that Dave Ridley was talking about was happening in 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, mm. 2010, 2011, 2012. So it was like a several-year range that was just, it was hot. I mean, whenever somebody would do an act of civil disobedience, it would seem to inspire another act of civil disobedience by somebody else and then another act by somebody else. And the problem, of course, is that civil disobedience, when you're a lone individual or a couple of individuals, is not a sustainable form of activism because, as we've seen, you get a rap sheet.
Well, these are super predators that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And any predator knows that you get the one that is separated from the pack.
Right. And the benefit, of course, of what happened with the original Gandhi was he had people supporting him in large numbers. I mean, we're talking thousands of people who were, you know, marching and walking with him and standing with him.
The original crowdsourcing.
Yeah, and we've never had, you know, more than 100 or so, and that was the peak which actually nobody, who was formerly known as Rich Paul, put together the smokeouts, the 420 rallies here in Keene. We eclipsed more than, I would say, 130 at one of those rallies, and interestingly, most of those were natives. Most of the attendees there, the supermajority of them.
Very impressive for a town this size.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm sure they came from elsewhere, but yeah, I mean, we had some Free Staters, but most of them were people who were inspired, and they came out. Of course, that's what the original Gandhi did as well. He inspired people to come out and follow him. But we're just not there right now. For whatever reason, the activism has focused more on the political. And when you get more political action, you get the kind of people. And I'm not trying to downplay that. I think that's important. I've done that myself. I've run for office. I've testified at the State House. Please, do whatever it is you feel like doing. I'm not saying people should, you know.
By all means, many angles of attack has always been one of our very biggest advantages, is that this person is inspired to act in this way, this person's inspired to act in this way, and by having these multiple different ways of coming at this, we can get more done.
Right, and if Bitcoin Gandhi shows up at the federal courthouse on June 2nd, and no one is there to support him, it's going to go differently for him, likely, than if 50 people are there to support him, than if 100 people are there to support him.
If 1,000 people show up, it'll be different.
The more people that you have to support a direct action civil disobedience, even if they're not participating in civil disobedience, even if they're just holding a video camera or there to just simply observe, that still makes a difference. You don't have to, you know, put your neck in the guillotine to take the ultimate risk, like somebody like Bitcoin Gandhi. He is taking a risk. He knows that he could be arrested for going and doing an act as simple as handing a piece of paper to a bureaucrat.
And
he's going to do it.
And I mean, sleeping outside and, like, doing the march, You know, that's a lot of physical exertion on his part.
That's amazing.
He's, he's literally putting himself, I mean, it gets cold at night still here. It's only early May. You hear in New Hampshire, you know, there's also wild animals and, you know, all sorts of things. If he's sleeping in the woods or whatever, you know, if he's walking along a freeway, it, I mean, there's all sorts of danger to him personally. So not only is he putting himself at risk from the state, he's putting himself at risk from regular, normal, daily occurrences here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So, and what I really like about what Bitcoin Gandhi is doing is, to me, he's incorporating art into his activism.
Mm-hmm. Street theater.
A little bit of street theater, if you will, or at least journey theater, right?
Yeah.
You
know, well, he's dressing up.
He is the character. He's living the character. And, you know, he keeps the accent going and all that kind of thing. And to me, that's art. And that says a lot more to me about where his heart and soul is in this, that he has put that much thought and that much passion into what he is doing, and he has my respect for all of that.
Yeah, me too.
Not to mention whatever his previous activism was as well. So that is a big deal to me, just as a guy doing a radio show looking on at what he's doing. I respect the hell out of him.
Me too. Best activist we've got.
Absolutely. And especially if we want to keep this thing going peacefully, like, that is exactly the kind of thing that we need.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Scott the Bigot calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I hope you'll hold me over because I don't have that much time. I want to Captain Kickass and Mountaineer and Ian. I'm glad that you are free man, Ian. And,
I'm not free.
Well, yeah, I actually joked with Ian a little bit earlier. I was like, you should consider legally changing your name to Les.
I'm just here.
Les Freeman.
I'm not free. I'm on house arrest, basically. I can't leave without permission, essentially. I've got an ankle monitor.
Well, haven't you heard? That's what everyone goes through now.
Yeah, but it's a little worse,
Ian,
for me.
You know my sentiments on the state. I hate the government. The difference between you and
me
is you have the courage.
No, you don't. I heard your call earlier this week. You were on Mountaineer, and you asked Scott the question about, you know, maybe it wasn't you, but you were on the show. Somebody asked you the question, Scott, about, well, what if there weren't, because you hate Jews, Scott, and you are, that's what you always get into.
Yeah.
You know, the question was, well, if Jews weren't in charge of everything, which you believe that they are, let's say they weren't, and it was all Christians, and would you be okay with being told what to do by Christians? And you said, yeah, you'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah, a couple of times, actually.
Right?
Yeah, I recant that. I don't want to be dictated by anyone.
Oh, okay.
Let's
wow.
be honest. But the
Progress.
Reason why the Jews, they irritate me because, but that's not why I called. I don't want to.
Really? That's not why you called? Well, let's hear about
no,
it. What
no,
did you call
why,
for?
No, that's why I'm calling. If you let me, I want to thank our veterans out there. It is Memorial Day.
Okay, I do want to hold on.
All right, yeah. Scott, hang on because we're coming up, but we're going to keep you over, so stand by. 603-283-6160 is the number.
It's Veterans Weekend, that's right.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend. So we've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.